Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
We've discovered that not all people are terrible. So now we're inviting some of our new not terrible friends back in a new segment we call In My Opinion.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? I'm John Leguizamo. And yo, it's great to be back at the Daily Show for two reasons. One, you guys got the best snacks. Oh yeah, I mean, I could buy my own snacks, but they taste way better when they're free. Except for that dried seaweed that always tastes like a flounder's butthole. You know what I mean? But more importantly, I came back because something is pissing me off.
Univision facing growing backlash after giving Donald Trump the royal treatment. Last week, the network hosted a very friendly hour-long exclusive interview with Trump that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, helped arrange.
Ay, Dios, motherfucking mio. I don't know what's more shocking, that Univision gave Trump a softball interview or that Trump let a Latin guy into his house. How did that happen? What, do you think he was there to mow the lawn? But yeah, journalist Enrique Acevedo interviewed Donald Trump for Univision. Now, for decades, Univision has been the channel that Latinos have trusted for news, whether it's news about the world or news about a sexy lady minor willing to go up against the most powerful woman in town for amor. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with Univision interviewing Trump. In fact, I thought it would be a dope opportunity to confront him on his hardline anti-Latino policies. But instead of an interview worthy of Univision, we saw this caca mierda.
The New York Times Siena poll came out this week. It has you with 42% of Latino voter support. That's unprecedented for a Republican candidate. What do you think the message voters are sending with these numbers? It's a 42%, like I was saying, unprecedented for a Republican candidate. Why do you think voters are responding to your message? Do you think the border is now more secure because of that relationship and the partnership you've been able to build with Mexico? More and more Latinos are identifying themselves as conservatives. Why do you think that is?
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but those are your questions to the guy who might be the next president? Mr. Trump, why are you so beloved by the Latino community? I mean, I was expecting this guy's follow-up question to be, is it true that to look upon your penis, it would be like, I don't know, gazing into the very face of God? I mean, no, seriously, how big is it? Tell me when to start. And yo, just to be clear, we Latinos are not a monolith. There are some of us that do support Trump. In my family, we refer to him as the crazy uncle who doesn't get invited to Thanksgiving. But that's just my house. But as a news organization for the Latino community, Univision has a responsibility to fully report what a second Trump presidency could mean for them. And the truth is that that shit is mad scary.
We have learned so much more about Trump's proposal for a 2025 agenda, particularly when it comes to immigration. Its plan would essentially call for building detention camps for migrants who are rounded up around the country to be held at until they are deported. This is an extreme escalation from what we saw in 2016.
Among his promises, mass deportations,
ending birthright citizenship and denying entry to legal immigrants based on their ideological beliefs.
We will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
Nobody has any idea where these people are coming from, and we know they come from prisons. We know they come from mental institutions, insane asylums. We know they're terrorists. It's poisoning the blood of our country.
Wait, what? Latino immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country? Motherfucker! What are you talking about? Your blood is 99% Big Mac. Also, wait, did he really say immigrants are coming from insane asylums? That's not what getting granted asylum means, moron. And by the way, birthright citizenship is in the Constitution, just so you know. And I know most Republicans stop reading after the Second Amendment, but stick around, because that 14th, that shit gets good. So the question is, why would Univision avoid asking Trump about the radical 2025 agenda? And more disturbingly, why did the network cancel ads from the Biden campaign that were set to run during the interview? Oh, yeah. And why did it cancel a separate interview it had planned with Biden's Hispanic media director? I mean, canceling opposing views is bad enough, but canceling ad revenue? That's downright un-American. And I don't know all the answers, but maybe it has something to do with Univision's new co-CEO, Bernardo Gomez, being close friends with Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, and the only man with the skin of a flour tortilla. Look, I don't know. I'm just asking the tough questions, unlike Univision's interviewer. The point is, though, Univision has got to come back to its core values. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have Trump on the air. I'm just saying if you do decide to sit down with a lying insurrectionist who wants to bring back internment camps like it's freaking 1942, you might want to point it out in the interview. Okay? Because there needs to be honest journalism and parity. The Latino community needs you to step up because the stakes for us in 2024 are too damn high. You need to expose the truth, and not just about Trump, but also about how Leonardo's evil madre is sabotaging his forbidden love with Emilia. Arrastrate por el suelo, mi amor.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guest tonight is a former prosecutor and veteran serving his first term in Congress. He represents North Carolina's 14th Congressional District, and he's running for Attorney General in North Carolina.
Please welcome Democratic Representative Jeff Jackson. And Jackson, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So excited to have you. Thanks. You are an incredibly successful politician, but most people know you from your TikTok videos. You do these incredible explainers that distill down pretty complex issues in a really clear, digestible way. Is the intent to simplify these issues for people and get that engagement, or are you really just posting foot pics?
Every consultant in D.C. told me to go the foot direction.
Yes.
I said, that's not what I'm about.
No. You're a hands guy?
We know you are.
I love a good hand TikTok. Oh, show me that. That Vogue era. Give me some of this.
Let's see those nail bends. Oh,
Lauren Boebert had a great hands video a few months ago. Great. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm a kitchen table guy.
Right.
Sure.
I have a kitchen table. I put a camera on the other side. I look into it. I say, here's the most interesting thing that happened to me in Congress this week. And then I post it to a bunch of different social media platforms. I have been really surprised by the level of interest in this political environment where everyone is yelling at each other all the time. To be able to speak in a normal tone of voice and try to convey some of the complexity and some of the nuance, that there would be broad interest for that, I think is really encouraging. I think it's a good sign. Mm-hmm.
I know. I feel though, the platforms that we have our conversations on dictate the types of conversations we have. And TikTok is a short attention span platform. Like, what does it say about our democracy that this is where the conversations are happening?
I've been surprised. I wouldn't have expected that. So I post to TikTok, but also Facebook, Reddit, Twitter. The place where most people view is TikTok. When I'm home in my district, constituents come up and they say, hey, I appreciate what you posted on TikTok. I would not have predicted that. I will tell you, I've got 760,000 some odd constituents. My sense is about 300,000 of them are on TikTok.
No.
I know TikTok's got all kinds of issues, but I think that reaching my constituents where they are is also something of real value. It should be normal and expected that your elected officials try and use social media to keep you posted about what they're doing. It should be part of our job.
You think... Sure. You think, though, half of your constituents are on TikTok. How many high schools do you have in your district?
You know, I've got a lot of young people, but look, there are people of all ages on all of these social media platforms, and every once in a while you meet a grandma who comes up and says, I really love you on TikTok.
Oh, so sweet.
Usually they mention Facebook, but sometimes TikTok.
So you were talking about some of the issues with TikTok. Nikki Haley has just openly spoken about banning TikTok and the security concerns. Do you have those concerns?
Yeah, those concerns are all legit. Look, I have a phone that has one app on it, and that app is TikTok, and that's how I handle that.
And that's because you fear what could happen. I mean, because the overall threat is that essentially the Chinese government has access to your information and can influence the discourse because of it.
Those are all absolutely credible concerns. As long as roughly half of my constituents are there, I'm going to try and use it for good and keep them posted about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about some of the people you work with. You called out on your famous TikTok videos that a lot of the people in Congress you sense are faking this outrage, that what we're seeing at home is essentially a bunch of people faking it. Who would you put on blast? Who are you talking about?
Yeah. And does it rhyme with Schmargery, Schmaler, Schmee? Yeah.
All I will say is this, it's not George Santos. Never.
He's not faking it?
Never a false word from that gentleman. I'll tell you this. I've been in committees, and I have watched when the camera turns on, people's personalities change completely right before your eyes. It's really jarring. It is literal theater, and you've got a handful of people there who are in competition with each other every day to be the most outrageous, which is why it feels like when you look at Congress, they're on this escalator that's just increasingly crazy and angry. It's because they're playing a very specific game to try and get the attention of a very specific group of people. And it's awful and exhausting. Most of the people up there aren't playing that game. The people we keep getting served up, they're playing the Outrage Olympics every day. That's how they treat their job in Congress, as the daily tryouts for the Outrage Olympics.
Now, I find it interesting because you have found the success. You don't seem like the outrage kind of guy.
I don't know. You always seem like you're at like an even five.
That's about right.
You got like a nice dad energy.
Good dad. Like, I'm not going to drink with you, but I will pick you up if you drink too much.
Yes.
I will.
No questions asked. Give me a call, right?
I'm that guy.
Yeah. Why do you think...
And let me tell you something else. I think right now, that's the dad America needs.
I... I could also see kind of a tipsy uncle who could whip this country back into shape doing all that.
We're dangerously close.
Yeah,
that.
Just like, uncle is going to turn on us. We better shape up.
What does boil your blood? Does anything get you going?
Outright political corruption. For example, my state, North Carolina, a horrible history with gerrymandering. Gerrymandering is just letting politicians draw their own districts because when you do that, they're all going to cheat. My party, when my party had the ability to draw the districts in North Carolina, they always cheated. When I was in the state legislature, the first bill I ever filed was to end gerrymandering, and they sent it to a committee that hasn't met in 20 years. We can't let politicians draw their own districts because they screw the voters every single time. No more gerrymandering across the entire country.
Sure. Yeah.
How do we fix this cancer on political discourse? How do you solve that?
Don't vote for anyone who isn't explicitly committed to independent redistricting. Independent redistricting is how you solve gerrymandering. If there is any elected official or candidate who says, well, I don't know if I'm for it, maybe, maybe not, We should just have a bright line. Gerrymandering is unethical. There is never a defense for drawing districts to favor one party or the other. Don't vote for anyone who would ever engage in that behavior. Mm-hmm. That's how we solve it.
Now, you've been in Congress for about 11 months now, and you're planning on getting gerrymandered out. And you're running for attorneys general?
It's attorneys general. It's very awkward.
Why is that?
Could you do an explainer on why it's attorneys general?
Yeah. And short TikTok length, because it's easier to understand. Yeah. And also, I think I would get bored for more than 30 seconds about.
It's a bad decision that someone made a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you're welcome.
We don't have a shortage of those.
But even your new role that you're running for right now, would you be able to address gerrymandering?
Absolutely. Look, the attorney general's job is standing up for people. It's sort of the opposite of what you see a lot of in Congress. It's not about the theatrics. It's not about the left or the right. It's just about doing what's right, standing up against political corruption, against business corruption, especially when consumers are getting screwed, and organized crime. We got a huge fentanyl problem in North Carolina. We got it across the entire country. The attorney general gets to be directly involved in handling all of that. It's a really wonderful job.
Wow. Well, thank you for coming on with us. You seem like the perfect guy for the job, that's for sure. Give it up for Representative Jackson.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.